Good evening. I'm Gigi Arnetta with your InfoWars Nightly News. It's Wednesday, September 11th, 2013. Here's what's topping the news.
Tonight, Google to face wiretapping claims in Street View lawsuits. Then, the campaign for gun control tightens its grip on the American people. And Gigi Arnetta sits down with the man who had his guns confiscated illegally. All this and more on tonight's InfoWars Nightly News.
Bikers rolled into Washington, D.C. today. They didn't have a permit, but they made it through anyway. In fact, parts of I-95 were closed as they rolled into town. They were there because the Million American March Against Fear, originally called the Million Muslim March, but was rechristened after the name prompted widespread publicity earlier this year, was there, and they were permitted by the National Park Service for 1,000 people for a location between 13th and 14th Streets in Northwest. And the bikers wanted to come in and stand against that, as it is 9/11, and they couldn't get permits. They said to the bike riders that they did not have what they needed, the resources to facilitate that sort of thing, but the bikers rolled into Washington anyway. So Washington officials could not grant 2 million bikers a permit for a rally, but they were able to give the Muslim March people a permit. So who is Washington, D.C. in bed with? In Colorado, they have ousted two unpatriots from office. Lawmakers ousted in recall election over strict gun laws. That's right, they got rid of the unpatriots and put in real patriots. People seem to be tired in Colorado of dealing with these really strict gun laws.
In a devastating blow to gun control advocates, Colorado recalled two high-profile senators Tuesday night in what is shaping up to be a referendum on the state's recently passed gun control laws. The recall included the Democratic president of the Senate, incumbent John Morse, along with Democratic state senator Angela Giron, who both backed gun control measures. The firearms legislation they supported included size limits for magazines and expanded background checks for private and online gun purchases. And although Giron represents a mostly Democratic working-class district, Democrats there are big supporters of the Second Amendment. Recall organizer Timothy Knight said voters were upset that Colorado's Democrat majority legislature seemed more inclined to take its cues from the White House than its constituents. The gun laws passed this year with no Republican support. Knight said if the people had been listened to, these recalls wouldn't be happening. Colorado is one of 19 states where voters can recall their elected officials without having to prove any evidence of fraud or misconduct in order to gather the signatures that are necessary to schedule a special vote. The recall elections were the first ever for the state since they adopted the procedure in 1912. Out-of-state contributions flooded in for both parties, with Bloomberg and the NRA each contributing more than $300,000. These contributions from Mayor Bloomberg of New York and other liberals from Washington and California raised suspicions from Colorado voters who said, "It's our election, not D.C.'s, not New York." The reported $3 million in donations from Morse and Giron dwarfed the amount raised by gun activists. But in the end, it was a recall majority actually showing up to vote that prevailed. An NRA spokesman said, "Colorado voters sent a clear message that their Second Amendment rights are not for sale." Tuesday's recall could be seen as a clear warning to other lawmakers who are thinking about supporting tighter gun control laws, and that is that your vote could have swift consequences. Be aware and break free from the New World Order by visiting the InfoWars store and picking up a copy of American Drug War II and State of Mind, Psychology of Control. They're being sold exclusively at the InfoWars store, and they are now on sale. Reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
Have you been to your doctor lately? If you have, you might have gotten asked about the guns in your home. Yeah, that's the newest thing. Welcome to Obamacare. The Daily Poll writes that a patient went in and one of the questions they were asked was about their weapons at home. The person says, "Needless to say, I didn't answer these questions and asked a few myself. Like, what kind of form is this? Is this a government form? Is this tied to Obamacare?" The nurse verified that it was indeed a government form and that they're required to ask these questions. That's pretty scary. Remember recently I did a report where a man lost his child to CPS. because he was reading a gun magazine. And in that same report, I talk about the veterans who are now going into the VA for examinations, and it's kind of a trick thing. They go in there and they actually get asked about their guns and then end up losing their guns. The VA doctor actually admitted that they're getting $3,000 a head for each veteran that they get their guns from, willingly or unwillingly, because you have a choice. You can hand over your weapon. And remember the other article on Infowars.com recently. The NRA joins the ACLU lawsuit and claims that the NSA is starting a gun registry. This is key because they are going to put together enough of a gun registry where they can just come take your guns. And right now they're just doing it illegally. I mean, that does violate our constitutional rights. Welcome to America. And Obama asks Congress to wait on Syria because he has to ask the UN.
I'm also the president of the world's oldest constitutional democracy. So even though I possess the authority to order military strikes, I believed it was right, in the absence of a direct or imminent threat to our security, to take this debate to Congress. I believe our democracy is stronger when the president acts with the support of Congress. And I believe that America acts more effectively abroad when we stand together. This initiative has the potential to remove the threat of chemical weapons without the use of force, particularly because Russia is one of Assad's strongest allies. I have therefore asked the leaders of Congress to postpone a vote to authorize the use of force while we pursue this diplomatic path.
So, of course, he went ahead and met with the Congress, but he's really going to go to the UN to get permission. So Obama agrees to UN discussion of putting Syria chemical weapons under international control. He says this morning that he spoke separately with President Hollande and Prime Minister Cameron. They agreed to work closely together and in consultation with Russia and China to explore seriously the viability of the Russian proposal to put all Syrian chemical weapons and related materials fully under international control in order to ensure their verifiable and enforceable destruction. These efforts will begin today at the UN and will include a discussion on elements of a potential UN Security Council resolution. Thank you, President Obama, for consulting with the UN, but we should start here at the United States, perhaps.
Dan Bedondi for the InfoWars Nightly News. And we are just days away from a possible attack on Syria. However, the Chinese and Russian government have warned us that they will not tolerate such an attack because there is no sufficient evidence that the Syrian government used chemical warfare on its own people. Even our Secretary of State, John Kerry, has admitted there's no sufficient evidence, but yet he still wants to go attack Syria. And according to recent polls, only 9% of the U.S. public support President Barack Obama in his unconstitutional campaign to attack Syria. And today, when Providence around, we're going to ask the public what their thoughts on Syria and if we should or should not attack Syria. I got a couple questions for you. Are you for or against U.S. military action in Syria?
I am absolutely 100% against military action in Syria.
Against.
Against.
Actually, I'm for it, and I'm a peace freak. I'm an old hippie, but I'm for it.
I'm against this.
Oh, against.
Against.
Against it.
I'm against U.S. action.
And reason being?
I think that we don't have any interest in Syria, and obviously we seem to pick and choose who we'd like to defend in the world, and I don't think that we have any business in Syria.
We got to take care of our own people,
because I don't think it's a solution.
Because it's going to escalate into something more if we don't nip it in the bud now.
Why? Well, they're just like anything else, geopolitics is a big chess game. They're not using it for moral purposes. This is the same rhetoric we're hearing now about Syria. We heard it in the first Gulf War, the second Gulf War. It's an immoral action, and there's no evidence to back up that, you know, Assad was using chemical weapons on his people.
If they aren't able to tell who's at fault here, how can we justify an attack?
Because it's obviously Assad. His family has been in power for, what, 47 years?
I don't think they can justify attack if they're not able to prove who has used the chemical weapons.
Oh, we can't. I mean, you can't attack someone without being completely positive.
Are you aware, going back to the Gulf Wars now, are you aware that our government told Saddam Hussein to evade Kuwait prior to the war, and that the babies in the incubator story was just a lie?
No. I'm not sure about that, but like I said, we ought to keep ourselves to ourselves.
I was not aware of that, no.
Do you remember why we went to war with Iraq the second time?
Nuclear weapons, I guess?
No.
Weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah, that we couldn't find.
For no reason.
Was it about weapons of mass destruction that never existed?
Are we at war with Al-Qaeda?
Kind of seems to change. I don't know who we're necessarily at war with, but supposedly that's who we're at war with.
It seems that way.
Yes.
Yeah, on a sly, because Al-Qaeda is like a mysterious kind of underground operation.
And are you aware that we are funding Al-Qaeda, according to CIA.gov and our government?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
No.
I was not aware of that, no.
Oh, are we funding Al-Qaeda?
CIA runs the whole country.
Oh, that's terrible. No, I'm not aware of that. That's rotten.
Do you know why we went to war with Vietnam?
No, I don't.
The reason that they say we went to war with Vietnam is because they were communist, then the communism was going to spread.
Something about communism.
No.
Remember? No.
Oh, yeah, I got my draft notice to go to Nam.
Yep. And remember the Gulf of Tonkin incident?
I certainly do.
Where it's now come out, even mainstream media admits that they blew up two of our Navy ships, but it was our own government that did it to win public support.
Yeah.
A false flag.
Good old LBJ.
Well, I wasn't aware about that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Our own government did that?
Yep. On record now.
I'm ashamed to be an American.
Considering now all these stories that they tell us are fake, so if our government has this history of going to war based on lies, why should we believe them this time?
Because I think this situation is real. And I trust Obama.
You shouldn't have to. We'll just keep everything to ourselves.
I don't think we should.
You know what? I wouldn't believe anything that they say at this point.
You seem to make a compelling argument as to why we should not believe them ever.
The drums of war are now beaten as we move toward World War III. And will we see Obama push another unconstitutional war to yet invade another country to further along the New World Order agenda? And to support recent polls, as you've seen here today, most Americans do not want to go to war with Syria. As Alex Jones put it, they're going to use Syria as a detonator to launch World War III. And this is Dan Bedondi reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Russia to offer Iran S-300 missiles, nuclear reactor. Putin decided to grant an Iranian request to supply the Islamic Republic with a high-end S-300 air defense system with a deal estimated at $800 million, which will also include coordinating the construction of an additional nuclear reactor in Bashar. Putin has instructed his staff to prepare the agreements so as to discuss them with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani during the two leaders' scheduled meeting on Friday. The source believes that Tehran will accept the renewed Russian proposal. Well, hopefully, President Hassan Rouhani will actually show up, unlike President Obama, who decided to cancel on Putin. Not a good idea. Google is at it again. Yes, Google antics. Yes, Google can face wiretapping claims in Street View lawsuit. A federal appeals court decided Tuesday that Google Inc. can be held liable for violating a federal wiretap law when it collected personal information from Wi-Fi networks while obtaining photographs for Street View. Between 2007 and 2010, the Street View fleet also contained Wi-Fi antennas and software that collected data transmitted by Wi-Fi networks in homes and businesses. Yes, this is the same company who's saying that you can forget about the passwords, that they're a thing of the past. Yes, let's trust Google since they actually take information from your Wi-Fi network. New startups looking for ways to keep their users secure should know one thing. Atop a Google security executive said Tuesday, passwords are dead. The Google executive mentioned that hackers intent on making money from their bad acts had consistently found ways to exploit Google users who had yet to turn on two-factor authentication. The Google executive didn't mention, however, that Google hijacks your information and steals it and uses it and sells it. Go figure, right? Stay with me till after the break as I talk with Joe Mendez about what's happened to him. His guns have been confiscated in California, and he's got some new information for us.
Now you can watch the InfoWars Nightly News streaming live as it happens for free. Check it out at Infowars.com/show.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Tonight, I'm speaking with Joe Mendez, who had his weapons confiscated, and he's in California. It was a surprise visit from the police. We've been following the story on the Alex Jones Show, and tonight he's going to share more information on exactly what's going on. Joe, thank you so much for joining us on the InfoWars Nightly News. Can you start by telling our viewers kind of a recap of what's happened with your guns?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to be here. On August 7th, agents of the ATF, California Highway Patrol, and Sacramento Sheriff's Department conducted a raid, which I believe was illegal, here on our condominium. It all started with a lie. Around 10 o'clock, 10:15, 10:30 that morning, a phony CHP officer, I don't know if he was phony, but a CHP officer comes up, drives into the complex here, proceeds to get off of his car, walked over to our vehicle, looked at the VIN, came to the office. My wife manages the condo complex here, so we're frequently called by tenants and what have you. And the police officer, the CHP guy, proceeds to walk to the office and tells my wife, who was in the office already, that the night before, our car was involved in a hit-and-run accident, and which was a lie because the car never moved. We have surveillance cameras. I went to sleep very late that night, and the car never moved. I found it very funny and peculiar when she told me this. I said, the car never moved last night, and she called me up. I was upstairs, and she said, yeah, he wants a statement from you. He wants a statement from everybody that lives in the house and rides in the car, which, again, I found very peculiar. The thing about it is that I'm from Los Angeles, and normally that I would have never felt for that in Los Angeles. But here in the north, things weren't different. So I said, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe. So I proceeded to walk downstairs and go to the office. You can see that on my video. I all the surveillance camera footage is on my video. I have a video up of the apprehension. I proceeded to walk to the office. And when I got into the office, my wife was talking to the CHP agent, and the guy goes, hi, how are you? He shakes my hand really calm, nonchalantly, and he says, just doing a routine, check on everybody that rides in this car. The car was involved in a hit and run last night. It was a black guy that was reported driving it. You're not a black guy, right? The guy says, and I said, yeah. And he goes, then you got nothing to worry about. So he proceeds to ask me what my name is, and I told him, you know, my name's Jose Mendez. And he said, okay, your name's Jose Mendez. He goes, okay. And he calls into his radio and he goes, I have a Jose Mendez here. As soon as he said that, all hell broke loose. Immediately, three agents proceeded to storm into the office behind me. I got M16 machine guns 5 inches away from my face with these nervous agents yelling, don't move. You better not move. And they handcuffed me. Agents were just pouring in. It was like maybe something like 12, 14 and all. I can't recall the exact number. But, you know, it was an onrush of agents. I proceeded to ask them, why am I being placed under arrest? And they said, be quiet. And I said, why are you storming our house? Be quiet. They took me outside in handcuffs. They left my wife inside to question her. They actually tried to turn her against me. trying to give her trick questions and you know, this and that. Outside, I said, I demand to know why I'm being placed under arrest. I haven't even been told why. They said, just sit there. We'll tell you later. And later became maybe 3-4 hours later. They didn't tell me until they had stormed into the house, confiscated the weapons. They proceeded to take me not to the normal downtown county jail where they normally do a booking. They proceeded to take me to a smaller interrogation place. Once we got in there, they sat me down on a chair, and you know, this was like 3-4 hours later, and I asked them, why am I under arrest? And all they could tell me was there was a warrant for us to be able to search your house. Do you want to talk to us and tell us your side of the story, and we'll tell you ours? And I said, first of all, I demand to know why there was a warrant, because you can't just barge in and apprehend someone, have them be defamed in front of the whole, everybody in the complex was looking at me get arrested. And to this day, almost a month later, I still don't know why there was a warrant. They won't tell me. The public defender's office has no interest in defending me or pushing them on the release of my full discovery. I've demanded it already. First words that came out of the public defender were, oh, we go in with the mentality of let's make a deal. And I said, we're not making any deal. I didn't do anything. What do you mean we're going to make a deal? I said, they have to tell me why there was probable cause to issue a warrant in the first place, because how would you like to be sitting at your house and have you be stormed by agents? And a month later, still don't know why there was probable cause to, you know, it all started with a lie. They can't tell me why. And here we are today, you know, on this show. And, you know, it's affected everything of my life. I lost my job because of it. My wife almost lost her job, and we almost lost our place of residence because the managing position gives us a place of residence here. I mean, all of that has caused all of this. And again, you know, to this day, they won't tell me, the public defender won't press them on releasing my full discovery. You know, I don't even know who my public defender is. The first guy that they gave me, I asked them to do that, and he's like, no, we go in with the mentality of let's make a deal. We got into a heated discussion. He told me, well, you know what? I'm not your public defender anymore. They're moving you to another division. So they bumped me to another division. To this day, they won't tell me who my new public defender is. I called several times. Supervisor got on and said, I do not represent you. But when you go to court that day, they'll make sure to tell you. And I said, well, I need it now because I need to press my public defender to press for my full discovery, because I have a right to my full discovery. And I know this because I've talked to several private lawyers who I can't afford yet. I'm trying to raise money to get a lawyer, and that's why I've set up a GoFundMe account and what have you. But they told me, yes, you have a right to your full discovery, and they need to give it to you. But again, public defender will not press them on it. They still have my gun. One thing I will tell you from my take and what I believe is that they're doing gun sweeps. And it was just funny to me that there was several articles, a couple of Second Amendment lawyers have this up on their websites too, that the International UN Gun Ban Treaty is in the works of being signed. That story came up about a week before, and all of a sudden they come for my guns. And what I found out when I went to jail that day, when I finally got into the county jail in the holding tank, is that about 70% of us there were in there for one type of gun violation or another that we were being accused of, and they had come to everybody's house to pick them up.
Okay, so did you ever see a warrant?
I saw a warrant, but it did not say why there was a warrant. They said there was a warrant for my apartment. It had my guns by name. It had my name by name, which I don't even know. I go to work. I was going to work, coming home. I don't really talk to anybody. I'm not a threatening type of person. Yes, I make videos. All I do is tell the truth on my videos. If they can't handle the truth, well, I'm sorry about that. But, you know, other than that, it's not like, you know, I'm actively showing my weapons to anybody or any of that stuff. But to this day, they won't tell me. They just said, yeah, there's a warrant. Here's a copy of the warrant. But I don't know why there was a warrant issued to begin with.
I was under the impression that when they issue a warrant, there has to be some kind of probable cause. So somewhere there should be a probable cause statement.
There has to be. And another lawyer told me I have a right to that. But I can't afford a lawyer, so the public defender is what I'm working with, and he won't press them on it because then that might get them mad and they won't give us a good deal, is his opinion, which I told him I'm not interested in making a deal because I didn't do anything wrong. I was just minding my own business at home. They lied to me to get me out, which if you remember Ruby Ridge, they did the same thing to that guy. They entrapped him with something, they lied to him, and then they charged him with all these federal violations. They shot his wife while she was holding her baby, and in the end, in a court of law, he beat the government after the fact that they had killed his wife and what have you. But this is the way they work. This is the way they work.
Now, the only way for them to know every single gun that you have would be there has to be a gun registry, right, in California?
There's a gun registry, but my weapons were bought in the 1980s, and they are what is called a pre-ban. I've been looking at all of the laws and what have you, and I know this because a friend of mine owns similar weapons to mine in Los Angeles, but they're newer than mine. Mine are from the 80s and the 70s, and the police have gone a couple of times. The LA County Sheriff has gone to his house. They've run his numbers, and I've been there when they're like, oh, no, these are pre-ban before the registry laws and blah, blah, blah. These don't fall under that jurisdiction and blah, blah, blah. And mine are older than his, so I know for a fact that mine they were bought in the 80s and they're manufactured in the 80s and 70s and they're pre-banned. I never registered them because of that. So I don't know how they had the information of my name, of my weapons, of our car. I don't know how they got that.
Well, and you brought up an interesting point. Now, L.A. is different than being on the north side of California. So when you were with your friend, was there something going on that they had a right to even do that to him?
Well, the bottom line was that somebody said that he was walking around flashing the rifle and blah, blah, blah. So they made a routine check. LA County Sheriff's Department showed up. I remember I was there that day. And they took the gun. They kept us in the room. And they ran the numbers. And then they came back and said, sorry for the inconvenience, blah, blah, blah. And I believe there was a rookie deputy there. And the guy that was in charge said, yeah, we ran the numbers. They came out clean. This does not fall under the registry jurisdiction because it was bought before 1991. And mine, like I said, are from like 70-something, 80-something, 84 or whatever. So they're even before that.
Joe, it sounds like they're purposely doing this because I know in L.A., they don't even have enough time to do routine calls or follow-up. So it sounds like they actually have a department for this, or they've created something, obviously, in secret to pursue people that own weapons, more than one, possibly, it sounds like.
That's the feeling I'm getting. Like I said, when I got to jail, 70% of the people that were in there, and I didn't talk to a lot of people, but I was listening to the conversation. One guy said, yeah, I was in my house, and they kicked down the door, and they had a warrant for drugs, because not everybody was a law-abiding citizen in there. I mean, I understand there's drug dealers and blah, blah. And he goes, they had a warrant for drugs, and they didn't find anything. And then he said, I heard the cops say, we got it. And they found a gun that was bought legally and blah, blah, blah. And this, and he got taken in, and different people were saying, yeah, they took all my weapons. They took my ammunition. And, but I mean, there was like, it had to be around 70% of us that were in that holding tank that were talking about one gun confiscation or another. Naturally, they're going to mix us in with the bad criminals or whatever so that it doesn't look that suspicious. I understand that, but I just found it very peculiar that most of the violators in that holding tank were for one gun reason or another.
Well, I don't understand it. I think it's absolutely terrible what they're doing to our Second Amendment, and it seems like they're wasting a lot of time. There's still a lot of criminals and citizens are not abiding by the law who really need them, actually. Well, we need them.
Touching off on that, you're absolutely right. A couple of months before, like I said, we managed this complex. There was a guy here that we kept on calling the police for. They must have come out like 30, 40 times. I don't even remember. He was dealing drugs out of the apartment, cooking drugs in the apartment, cooking meth or what have you. And at one point, one of the police officers he says, you know, we told him, can't you just take him? Can't you? He's bothering the tenants. And he goes, the cop said, even if he had all of the drugs spread out on the living room table and he was cooking them and everything, he said, we really couldn't do anything because we don't have a budget right now to prosecute that type of drug crime. So it infuriated me, and I called the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department, because in L.A., when the regular police departments don't want to do anything, the sheriff department takes over. And I called the sheriff's department, which was involved in apprehending me. This has a point to the story. I called them months earlier on this drug guy, and I said, hey, the police won't do anything. You know, this guy's cooking drugs here. We have people coming all times of night. They're fighting. They're destroying the property. And the sheriff's department said they were not interested in coming and apprehending this individual. This is not a county problem. It's not our problem. We are not interested in it. You might want to try the FBI. And at that point, I just gave up because they're just bumping it back and forth with each other. And that's the point, a good point that you made right now. I feel they don't have budget and they don't have time for the real criminals, but they have all the money in the world and all the time to take out the Second Amendment people. That's what's going on right now.
Well, and what's happened since all of this started? I understand that you were trying to reach the Rutherford Institute. Is there any progress on this? Any positive that's happened?
Yeah, you know, I went on calguns.net, which is a website here, and I talked to one of their lawyers. He's going to get back to me very soon. And I contacted Rutherford just about 2 days ago. They contacted me back, and one of their representatives said that they needed to see my file so that they could decide whether they're going to be able to help or not. And that's some kind of positive progress. So we have since faxed him my file, and now they have the package, and we're waiting to see if they're willing to get involved in this. I hope they do, because I need a real lawyer. A lot of the things that the government's doing with my case, I believe, is very wrong. The public defenders, they're all in bed together. They get paid by the same system. I understand they're overworked, and you know, there's no real interest in, you know, whatever it is that they need to do, because they're overwhelmed with all of these cases, cases that are coming in or whatever. And I understand that, but nevertheless, from the feeling that I've gotten from talking to the representative of the public defender's office, yeah, they have no interest in really pushing the issue to push the government to bring forward a probable cause, or let's file a motion to dismiss, because where's the probable cause? I have a right to see that. And to this day, I can't see that. And I'm hoping that Rutherford will step forward and maybe fund a lawyer or send a lawyer, and we can take care of this business.
And Joe, you said that there's a fund that's been started. What is that information for our viewers?
Yeah, I started a GoFundMe account where people can donate whatever they can. I'm not asking for any certain amount of money or whatever. I just would like to get as much help as they possibly can so that I can obtain a real lawyer, file a motion to dismiss, you know, I believe a real lawyer can do something about it. And my GoFundMe account is right on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is Warrior for God 13. Warrior, the number 4, God, the number 13. And there's a link there on the main page. Also, you can go to GoFundMe.com, and the account's called Joe Warrior for God 13 Mendez Defense GoFundMe account. And you can find me that way on GoFundMe.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing. And let's do this again, and keep us informed. Let us know what's going on.
Sure, sure thing. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So remember to support Joe's cause. You can go ahead and go to his page, the fund page that he has, and maybe he can get a good attorney. But you can also support the Second Amendment by going to our InfoWarsShop.com and buying your Second Amendment T-shirt. We have a couple to choose from. The Come and Take It AK-47 is always a really great one. And for the girls, there is the pink shirt. It is a white T-shirt with a pink AK. Come and Take It Second Amendment T-shirt. Support the cause. Thank you so much. And remember to join us again for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Gigi Urnetta. Now you can watch Alex Jones live at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
You can also browse the network, the Infowars Nightly News,
and over 60 movies and documentaries all together in one place.
You can watch the Alex Jones radio show live as it happens.
So check it out, Infowars.com/show.